Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every single weekday with Riggs and Allie on KISS FM. You might be listening right now to KISS FM as you're in the car or on the Odyssey app, or you might be listening to one of our sister stations. We have 99.1 The Mix, also our new hip hop and R&B station, Hot 105.7. And of course, if you like sports, you might be listening on our sports station, 1250 AM The Fan. Today, I am more than excited to welcome not one, I have two guests on the phone today, and it's very close to my heart what we're going to be talking about, because I was a Girl Scout for many years growing up, and I'm very proud. I love thinking about all my memories from being a Girl Scout. I get nostalgic. So welcome to the show today. Let's first start with Christy Brown from the Girl Scouts. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you. Hi, Allie. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to have you on the show again. And I want you to just start, introduce yourself to everyone and tell us who you are, Christy.
Sure. Thanks. My name is Christy Brown. As you already said, I'm the Chief Executive Officer at Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. And I've been in this role for, almost 9 years now. And it's been a great experience. Being able to have 10,000 girl bosses who we had a great experience for at Girl Scouts.
I love it. I love it. And Christy, I was a Girl Scout, so I get it. I love talking to you about all of this. So you told us that you are the Chief Executive Officer of the Girl Scouts. And how many, were you a Girl Scout when you were a kid, Christy?
I was a Girl Scout just for a little while in one of our outreach sort of programs.
I got it. And I'm excited. Also, I should introduce our other guest as well. So welcome to the show, Isabel Zuniga Meyer. How are you today, Isabel?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. So it says you're a Girl Scout and a second year girl board member. I love it. So Isabel, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you're involved with the Girl Scouts.
So this is my 13th year as a Girl Scout. I started as a Daisy Scout when I was just 5 years old.
Wow.
And in Girl Scouts, I've had the opportunity to participate on many levels of the Girl Scout leadership experience. I'm in a troop. I'm an active member of the Girl Scout Leadership Network. I'm on the Teen Cookie Team. I'm a counselor in training at camp. I had an internship for marketing communications for GSUSA as a part of the G Team, Girls Together Empowering and Mobilizing. And I'm also currently serving as a girl board member on the board of directors for Girl Scouts Wisconsin Southeast.
Wow.
And also recently, I was awarded with the Girl Scout National Life-Saving Medal of Honor.
Isabel, I want to clap for you. That is impressive. Wow. I mean, you are what the Girl Scouts represent. I love hearing everything you're involved in, because I can't imagine, Isabel, when you said you started as a Daisy when you were a little kid, and you're doing all these fun things in Girl Scouts, selling cookies, earning your badges, having the bonding and the girl power. But did you ever think it would lead to something in adulthood that could even be a career?
I never did think it was going to, be as big as it is right now. As a Daisy, you are in it for the cookies and making new friends.
Yeah.
But really, it's developed a lot of new and amazing leadership opportunities that I'm forever grateful of. And I've made connections to the people and have made amazing friends that are going to be great skills for the rest of my life.
That is fantastic. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Christy Brown, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Girl Scouts Wisconsin Southeast. And of course, we were just talking to Isabel Zuniga Meyer, who is not only a Girl Scout, but she's a second year girl board member. You've been a Girl Scout for 13 years. That is very impressive. So Christy, let's talk about what is going on with the Girl Scouts now and why it is a great time to join.
Well, everything is opening up in the world, and we're excited to press play with Girl Scouts.
Yes.
No matter where a girl might be in their journey, we've got a place for them in Girl Scouts. We are really intentional about how we interact with girls and purposeful, but we provide a space for girls to try new things, and as Isabel already said, make new friends, but also develop skills. And so things that are happening this year that are extremely exciting for us are we're having some new badges. Those badges focus on both the outdoors and discovering math and nature, also taking business to the next level and learning how to be digital leaders.
Yeah.
Also,
go on, Christy.
Going to say, you might, I know Allie, as a Girl Scout, you're familiar with all the things that happen in the fall, but one of the things that now that may or may not have been happening when you were younger was the fall program, fall product program, which is on October 1st, and that's where girls can earn awards and rewards and proceeds that are going to help them fund their adventures throughout the rest of the year. It precedes the cookie sale, which, of course, is the iconic cookie sale that happens spring.
Yes, absolutely, Christy. Yeah, I always talk about how my mom was the cookie leader, and we always had lots of boxes of cookies in my garage. I couldn't eat them, but I liked to look at them. So I definitely have those memories, and I remember getting my badges as well as a Girl Scout. So you guys have 28 new badges, which is unbelievable, and I love that you mentioned some of the things girls can now get involved in. I mean, even down to being a digital leader, I can imagine that's changed a lot over the years. Girl Scouts having to open the doors even more for women, right, Christy?
That's right. And even in the cookie sale, you know, things are changing. Mm-hmm. So that last, especially during this time of COVID, when girls couldn't safely get out, they used digital means to sell their cookies. And we had like a 300% increase in online sales last year. So girls are learning how to stay relevant with updating their skills kind of as we go. And Girl Scouts is helping them, you know, make a path toward the We're really excited about that.
Absolutely. And I mean, Christy, it's pretty amazing that you're the CEO of something like the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. That is so cool. So what influenced you to want to become a CEO and a woman in power? I love it.
Well, actually, it really was. I had been a Girl Scout for just a brief amount of time, and that kind of saddened me. And when I was in a position where I had a lot of responsibility, and I was in finance and in administration, there were not a lot of women in that field.
I bet.
And my daughter was growing up, and I saw this ad for Girl Scouts. And I wanted my daughter to actually be able to know that she could do anything. And as I learned more and more about what Girl Scouts do today, I said, this is the spot for her. And I feel like, just like Isabel, she's learned so much in this time. She's traveled not only in Wisconsin to the Dells and Devil's Lake, but they went to Savannah with her troop, and then they also went to Los Angeles. So, and they won. They were able to do all that because they raised a lot of dough during the cookie sale. So a lot of great life skills. She's also got her bronze award and her silver award, and those are awards that you get when you help other people and you help solve community problems. So it's been an awesome experience for her, and that I kind of am in this role because I wanted my daughter to know that as a woman she could do anything she wanted to do.
Oh, I love it. That is amazing. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Christy Brown, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast, and on the phone, Isabel Zuniga-Meyer, who is just an inspirational, amazing young girl who's been a part of the Girl Scouts for over 13 years and now is a board member. I mean, pretty amazing, Isabel. So tell me some of the things that you were exposed to, Isabel, that you might not have been had it not been for Girl Scouts, you know, whether it's engineering or cookie selling.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that I was exposed to through Girl Scouts that I might not have seen at school or in my everyday life outside of Girl Scouts. So definitely my leadership skills have blossomed from Girl Scouts and what I've been a part of, like a leadership network, and even my public speaking skills. Like I started as being a part of the Public Speakers Bureau, and now I'm on the Girl Scout Leadership Network, where we learn to use our voice and have a positive impact on the community through the Girl Scout movement. So my public speaking and overall my leadership skills have really developed through Girl Scouts, and those are one of the biggest things that I have taken away from Girl Scouts and are going to help me through my everyday life.
I absolutely love it. So, Isabel, you're talking about everything you were exposed to through Girl Scouts that you might not have been, and how it has literally shaped you to become such a strong woman and now a board member for the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. It's pretty awesome. So, Christy, I want to talk about how can people join Girl Scouts if they're just listening right now and they're interested? Because it's not just let's sell cookies. We've kind of told them, look at all of these doors being a Girl Scout can open up for you. So how do they join?
That's right. It's very easy to join. You join online nowadays, and you go to our website, GSWISE, and that's GSWISE.org, mm-hmm. to learn more about Girl Scouts. And if you want to call, you can also go there. They can help you at our helpline, which is our customer care team. That's 800-565-4475. Or you can write to them at customercare.gswise.org. Can I tell you a little bit about what we're promoting right now?
I would love it. Yes, please.
Great. I love that Isabel talked about how she started as a daisy. We think it's so important for young girls to get engaged in this movement early. So mm-hmm. right now, new and current daisies who are 5 to 7 years old or in kindergarten, first grade, mm-hmm. can join Girl Scouts for free. We are so excited about this promotion. We've not done this before, but we know how important it is for girls to get a great start early. Mm-hmm. And so they can join by October 10th and discover all the adventures, some that have been described today. And we know that girls are going to create their own adventures because our program tries to be girl-led. We've got these great caring adults who help guide them, but we want girls to make choices, and we want them to hear their voices. So daisies do a whole bunch of stuff already as a young girl in kindergarten or first grade. They plant gardens, they can put on a skit, and then they earn petals to put on their vest, and they might earn some other patches. And they are just, I saw some at the zoo this weekend. Mm-hmm. Those daisies are incredibly exuberant. Aww. And awesome. So it'll be a very exciting time if they join as a daisy. But also, if you are not a daisy, you can still join and renew your membership by September 30th, and then you would qualify for some amazing incentives. We got a drawing to be in to win a pass. So drive-in movie at the Milky Way Drive-In Theater on October 28th. So we're excited about all of those incentives that girls can have by joining right now.
Yeah, and it is important to talk about all of that because, as you, Christy, said and Isabel said, it's not just about cookies and camp when you join Girl Scouts. I mean, some of my memories as a Girl Scout wasn't, yes, my mom was the cookie leader, and I remember that. I have a lot of nostalgia about that part of Girl Scouts, but I also went to Girl Scout camp every summer, and I got to try things like horseback riding and fishing and things I never would have done anywhere else, and I think it's fascinating that now, obviously, you're teaching girls about STEM and engineering. And even when I was a kid, one of my biggest memories was cleaning every day, every year on Earth Day. That was one of the things we did, which made me more aware of the environment. Little things like that I might not have had, you know, otherwise, Christy. So it really is a testament to what you can do at Girl Scouts. Tell them again how they can join, Christy.
Please just go online and go to gswise.org, and that's GSWISE.org, and you can join there. There'll be a screen that comes up that says, you know, want to join now, or mm-hmm. you can call us at our customer care line, and that's 800-565-4475. And we're so excited to help girls become Girl Scouts, and we want parents and others to volunteer as well. We have all these great caring adults who we know want to have an impact on girls' lives, and they do have a great impact on our girls' lives. So we're excited for adults and girls to join now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Isabel, I have to ask you this question about your life-saving Medal of Honor that you were awarded. I need to know about this award. How did you get it? What did you have to do? Tell me everything.
So it was just a day at the lake, and I saw on the water that there was like a couple of girls struggling to stay afloat because some of them did not have life jackets on. And I used some of my skills that I learned in Girl Scouts, like my paddling skills and first aid skills and, you know, my quick decision-making skills. And being a girl of confidence and character, I was able to make a quick decision in order to take action. And I paddled out there, and I got the girls in a safe spot until another boat could help them get to land. So my paddling skills was one of the biggest things that I learned through Girl Scouts that helped me through this situation. Mm-hmm. And it was a great way that I was able to use my skills in a scary situation. And those girls are forever thankful for me. Mm-hmm. And now that we should all know that you should be able to speak up. And many times youth rely on adults in their life to keep them safe. But as we know that youth don't, that they do have the ability to advocate mm-hmm. for themselves too and speak up for safety. So mm-hmm. it's really important to all the youth out there to make sure you ask for a life jacket so you can stay safe in any water situation. And being a girl of confidence and character, I do believe that Girl Scouts has helped me and prepared me to what I had to do that day.
Absolutely, Isabel. Yes, you see people all the time who don't want to talk or get involved. But yeah, that confidence from Girl Scouts, you just jumped into action and you saved people's lives. So it sounds like props to you. You definitely deserved that medal. That is very, very impressive, Isabel. Tell everyone again, Isabel, we have a little bit of time left. Not much, but I want you to tell everyone again about your history and your experience with Girl Scouts and how it has led you all these years to where you are today. So maybe a parent listening will understand. That could be my kid. Tell us again, Isabel.
So this is my 13th year as a Girl Scout, and I'm an active member in a troop in the Girl Scout Leadership Network. I'm a counselor in training at camp, and I also serve as a girl board member for the Board of Directors of Girl Scouts Wisconsin Southeast. And as I was just saying, I was awarded with the Girl Scouts National Life-Saving Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. And Christy, you've got a lot to be proud of over there, the CEO of the Girl Scouts Wisconsin Southeast. I can't imagine how many other amazing women you must have in the Girl Scouts these days, Christy.
Isabel, just, I'm over here beaming and also almost, because she just makes me so proud. Aww. She has just been a wonderful representative for Girl Scouts in this area. And she also, on this last time, didn't mention that she was also part of the G Team, which was a national that she was selected for. Out of 750 applicants, she was selected to be one of 25 girls across the United States, worked with GSUSA. So we're so proud of her and all of the other Girl Scouts. Again, there's 10,000 of them, and I think they're all wonderful and all growing on that journey. So we want people to join and to go to our website, gswise.org, to learn more about Girl Scouts and hopefully join.
That is fantastic. And I love it that they can just go online like that. They don't have to search through school or ask another mom, GSWise. I love it. It's super simple to become a Girl Scout these days. Right, Christy?
We'll help you. If there's information that you need, we certainly will take the call as well as help you while you're online. And we can help find a troop or find other activities if girls are wanting to just go to camp or do other things.
Fantastic. I love it, Christy. Well, thank you, Christy Brown, who is the CEO of the Girl Scouts in Southeast Wisconsin. And thank you to Isabel Zuniga-Meyer, who was just a beaming example of what Girl Scouts can do for you and how it can shape your future and give you opportunities. It's been amazing talking to both of you. I'll always hold near and dear to my heart all those years I was a Girl Scout. And I really did enjoy talking to you guys today. So thank you for coming on the show.
You are welcome. We really appreciate you. You are so awesome. Thanks so much.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Likewise, ladies. Again, visit gswise.org to learn more about Girl Scouts and to join. And thanks again for your time today, ladies.
Thank you.
Take care.